All right. So, you know, after looking at the film, you can see some things, that some good things. You can see some bad things as well. It's not always as bad as it seems on game day when things don't go well. I'm not saying that, you know, everything is hunky-dory or anything like that, but there were some good things that occurred. I still think this team is a good football team, got good talent, and we're not as good as we're going to be at this point, but we're going to still work to improve and get better because we got the regular season right around the corner. It's getting ready to start. So we're going to spend these next 2 days in a training camp type mode and try to improve as best we can, even though we have a short week and we have to travel and there are a lot of distractions going on this week. But you got to be able to do that in the NFL. We have short weeks during the course of the season. So this will be a good test and good practice for us going forward. But, you know, the mistakes are correctable mistakes, and we're going to work to try to get them corrected. On the roster, you know, we're down to 75 because we released 14 guys yesterday. And, you know, that's always tough because many of those guys are the young rookies who their dream is to try to make it in the NFL. And basically with the team they started with, they don't make it. But I think that even though they don't like it, they understand that it's part of the business, that that you have to go through it. So, but we got the roster down to 75, and then on Friday we have to get it down to 53. So, you know, it's going to happen quick, and that's one of the distractions that the players have to deal with this week. The realization that the cuts occurred yesterday, and then the realization that there will be more cuts on Friday. So, that's one of the distractions that we have to deal with, but it's part of it, and so we have to do that. With the injury situation, Toribio and his ankle, we got two guys with ankles, Toribio and Bailey, and they're both have the weight. We're taking the weight off of them and going to rest it and begin to strengthen it and try to get those guys back as soon as possible. Two guys with groins. We got Jaleel Brown with a groin and Copper with a groin, and we're going to rest those and try to get them back as soon as possible also. You know, Flowers is still working on his foot. Kendrick is still working on his shoulder. But Kendrick is beginning to do strengthening motions and things like that. So he's coming on a little bit. Kevin Boss is not going to be here today for personal reasons. So he will not be out there. Cyrus Gray and Menzie, they're going to try to get a little bit done today. So they'll be out there in a limited form and fashion. And we'll see what they can do. But they'll have pads on and they'll try to do some things. And we're going to keep an eye on our big three with the knees, you know, just check their reps and not overdo it with those guys. But they will be out there, and they're going to be working today. Now, on the quarterback situation, I told you I would let you know something today, which I will, but just not right now because I didn't have the opportunity to talk to the players. You know, I was tied up with these cuts yesterday, and then we got in here this morning and went right to the team meeting. And so I haven't talked to those guys individually yet, and I want to talk to them before I let it be known publicly, you know, what I'm going to do. Now, I should be able to talk to you after practice. I'll let you know after practice, and then you can talk to the players at that time. But like I said, I'm still doing it today, but just not right now because I haven't talked to the players. And so we're going to try to get something done these next 2 days, and then Wednesday is a travel day, and we play on Thursday. All right, with that, I'll open it up.
How confident are you with really now a patchwork secondary? You're down to now your third left corner and your second safety, although you said Lewis won't play this week anyway. But
no.
So just can you talk about Reeves and Elam and this isn't...
Well, you know, when you throw all those people in there, they've all been in training camp, and they have been learning the system and know the system, and the nature of the business in the NFL is that the next guy has to be ready to step up. Now, we all understand that the next guy is the next guy, you know, and he's not the first guy. And so chances are that all the abilities that the first guy has, the next guy doesn't have. So we're going to go ahead and we'll line up and we'll play with those guys. And I think that those guys will give a good effort.
A guy who misses over 2 years, two-plus years, and to play that type of position, a corner, just how much ground has Reeves had to make up? Just what are you seeing in him?
Well, I've seen that he's been making plays, you know, on the ball in his coverage and one-on-one coverage particularly, and he's shown up during the course of camp. Now, he's not perfect, you know, but neither are any of the guys we have right now. But he's competitive, and he can make some plays.
And Elam, what has he shown you?
Well, he's an experienced guy, and at the safety spot, he's shown that he can handle the back end, that he can also make plays. You know, he's intercepted one this year, and he went for another one, you know, the other night that he misjudged. But I think that he's a competent safety, and he'll do a good job for us.
One more thing. What happened with Barry and Brown on the touchdown to Winslow the other night? Was that...
That
was blown coverage? Did Brown think Barry was coming?
That was a blown coverage.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I understood what you said, no flowers today at practice?
Nope.
The nature of the way the game went the other day, without revealing the quarterback part of it, affects how much the first teamers and people are going to play in the preseason game, and maybe they wouldn't have ordinarily?
You know, this will be the fourth week, and I tell them the same thing every week, to be ready to play, and I'll take them out, you know, when I take them out. I think that in this last game, though, what you want to see is you want to see some efficiency. And so if they can show some efficiency, you know, then I might feel good enough to take them out early. If they cannot show efficiency, then they might have to stay longer.
Kept your fourth quarterback for at least this next week. Mm-hmm. Why'd you need a fourth guy this week?
Well, we kind of like the guy a little bit, so that's why we keep him. You know, if we didn't like him and we didn't think he had ability, we'd let him go. You know, but he's an unproven guy, but we like some things about him, and he's still trying to learn the system, and there might be an opportunity for him, you know, this game.
So as far as this week, you're kind of working on yourself more than you are on Green Bay or Atlanta?
Yes. I mean, that's kind of my nature. I mean, I think that you have to get yourself fixed before you can try to attack anybody else. You know, you have to know what you're good at and what you can do, and try to correct the mistakes that we made. And then if we can get those corrected, then we might be able to work on somebody else.
What's your plan at quarterback after Matt comes out? Are you going to play whoever your number two guy is most of the game the rest of the way, or how do you plan to split those up?
Well, part of the way. You know, I don't know if you'll go the rest of the way or not. That's going to depend on how long Matt goes and the situation in the game.
A couple more guys.
I mean, you're going to do some things to try to win the game, or... You say the situation in the game.
Well, it depends on how we're playing. That's what that depends on.
Good.
Roman, does the preseason feel like the roller coaster that it looks like from the outside? You played so well against Arizona in these last two games, especially against Seattle.
Well, to a degree it does, you know, because as I look at it, what I want to see is I want to see perfection all the time, you know, and I want to see us win all the time. But even though we've lost, there have been some good things that have happened. You know, for instance, a 17-play drive for a score, and that's good. You know, defensively, even though we didn't look great, we held them to field goals on three different occasions, back-to-back occasions. And when you hold teams to field goals, you have a chance in the game. It wasn't until we started giving up touchdowns that, you know, you started feeling worse. But so there were some good things that occurred. But overall, you know, the final outcome and the overall thing, you're not crazy about it. But there has been a little bit of roller coaster for me as I look at it, because I know that we have some talent. I know that I feel like that this team can be a good team, and I want this team to show that.
How's Don Tarik progressing to your liking?
He's making progress, but he's still that rookie that reverts back to what he knows at times, and he forgets to remember how we want to do it. And I know there was one play in the game. He was in good position on the blocker, and then he ended up jumping off the block, you know, thought that he could make the play, and that opened up a hole. So, you know, you got to point those things out to him and get him to correct it. And he's a conscientious student, and so I think that that he will get it corrected.
Assuming Toribio doesn't go Thursday, will Don Terry get a look with the base, or is POWE going to get a look? Start with the base.
Probably Don Terry might get a chance to start, because it's Green Bay, and you know what they represent is Title Town, and you know they're the Packers, and to play in that environment, I think would be good experience for anybody, but particularly for a rookie.
Last one, Bob.
Just to clarify, you're talking about the three guys with the knees. I assume you're talking about the ACL guys. Or are you talking about Dorsey?
No. I'm talking about Barry Moyaki,
yeah.
And Charles.
What about Dorsey?
He got banged on the knee, and he says he's okay. I saw him this morning.
Corey Greenwood, will he be back?
Yeah, he's going to be out there, and he's going to try to do a little something, but I think he'll be limited.
All right. Thank you.